A person who is a choyler can go out, he has to rest in bed, but there's no concern of danger to his life. If he has something that causes a pain to his entire body, even though technically he's walking, but he's considered sick as if he had to be bedridden. What can such a person do? So we have multiple opinions over here. First opinion says, Oymim lenoch le'en Yehudi lasas lo yufuah. Avle'en mechalim alo, it's a Shabbos, it's a Raisa. Everybody agrees that a choyle she'en bo yisakon, even though there's no danger to his life, you can ask a goy, even to do a melocha d'araisa. If he needs food, if he has to cook before, and if he needs pills, you can drive in the car and bring it to him. As long as something the choyle needs for that day, a person has a bad cold, can ask the goy to do melocha. But a Jew cannot do a melocha d'araisa for him, but afilu yesh bo yisakon is David. Even though the chash that he may lose one of his limbs, since it's no life-threatening situation, a Jew is not allowed to do a melacha d'oraisa for him. There's very few circumstances that sakonas eiva is not pikuach nefesh. If you lose an arm, a leg, that's definitely dangerous entire life. There are certain circumstances that may not be a sakonah, but most sakonas eivas are sakonas nefesh, but once again, it's clearly, medically, there's no sakonas to his body. By this small eiva, then one cannot be mechal Shabbos. Here's the right to say that eiva. Mechal of Yisrael, Yisrael Rabbanu Yadayim. What about a Jew, the obvious Rabbanu, who helps this person who's a choshe ein bo yisakonah? He's not in a life-threatening situation. So the first opinion is the Rambam that says matir mafilo ein bo yisakonah zeiva. Any choshe ein bo yisakonah, any Yisrael Rabbanu is permitted, whether by asking a goy to do the melacha or and the Jews in the melacha. Yesh oimim, the second opinion, in the Ran, Shim yesh boi, takonu seyreisim boi, oisim. For a danger to one of his limbs, then you're allowed to, a Jew is allowed to melacha drabonim. Ein boi takonu seyver, ein oisim. But if it's just a choyla, a bad cold, then a Jew cannot do anything for him, and the only one that could do a melacha for him would be a goy. But according to this opinion, Mishavu says, even with a shino, it is prohibited for a Jew to do for him. Fourth opinion is, the yesh oimim, afilu yesh boi sakonis eivah, in oisim lo yidov ha-rushu, nismach lemloch ha-daraisi. There's more mach in respect to sakonis eivah, but something that is tzolach le, similar to lemloch ha-daraisi, a strong rabbonim, which is built on a daraisi, for example, to put some coloring on the eye, in a case where there's no sakonis in the eye, that would be also according to this opinion. And in respect to things that do not have a shaykhus of melacha d'oraisa, one cannot do, even though there's no sakana. The divish, svarish lishis, nivim, maitha shulchan aruch paskin, the third opinion, which is the way we paskin, that if there's no sakana to either, you have two options. The person's just sick. Two options. Either have a goy do it, or a Jew do an Issa Drabon with a Shinui. But if there is a Sakonis Eivah, and not Sakonis Afashas, then a Yisrael can do Issa Drabon without any Shinui. Right. And that's the Maitha, the Halacha, the Rebachas, the Yisrael, that's what he passes. Ramos says, Mutter Loimi Lady, who delights with Tavshir, the Kofn, Shein, the Mayoichel. A child that doesn't have food to eat, you're allowed to have a goy cook for him because a cotton is like a choy shem b'sakona. So if he wants the candy and he can manage very much without it, then that's not what we're talking about. But if he's finicky about what he's eating, and the food that was made for adults is not willing to eat, then you can have a goy make food for him. The Chayom says that if you're having a goy cook for a choyle, so you should not put the food into the pot. Just let the goy put the food in the pot, because if one put into the food into the pot and the other one put it on the fire, this also is drab on him for the first one. Something that is also for Yisrael to do, it's also a reason for the choyl himself to do. I will show you in Yehuda, Mutter the choyl of the Sayyid Tzach in the Sayyid of Mamish. It's a great primarily in the Melocha, where if the Jew is just helping a little bit, for example, he needs some type of medicine put in that's going to paint his eye area, type of melacha of dyeing the skin over there. So he's allowed to open and close his eyes to look at it. But if something that he cannot do without the Jew, then it's already a problem. Sif Yud Ches. Hike is Dav and Stanin. Oysom is Dav Yud Kufa Stamis. Person who let blood and he got cold from it. Then a Jew is allowed to do Malacha to heat him up because that's considered Sakonus Nefoshes. Today we don't have this type of Akosas Adam. Yud Ches. Choy Lashim by Sakona. Muta Bebishu Eino Yehudi. Even though the observations are Rabbanon, but they permitted him to have food that was cooked by a goy. Why is it different? Because there's no actual not kosher thing, it's just by the fact that the person, a goy, cooked it. And in such a circumstances, the choyla makes a bracha on it because it's permitted for him to eat. So sometimes it needs to be cooked for him on Shabbos, and the goy is the only one that can cook for him on Shabbos, and he's not allowed to eat it. Says the leftovers after Shabbos, the choyla cannot eat. No, it's the hetzer for the choyla to eat. Bishul Akum is only on Shabbos because, talking about circumstances, he didn't have any other way of getting the food cooked other than the goy. Bistamta bimata bishul Akum for choyla shinva sakrona. When he has an ability to cook it himself, it's not permitted. As far as the kelim, so over here, the Shabbos Paskins, that they need hetzer. People don't always realize that. If a person has a maid that helps out at home, and she's a goy, and she cooks something that is a bishul akum, you have to do a goy on the kelim.